Buenos días, Spiritus Christi.
Buenos días.
In today's gospel, Jesus gives us the new commandment, love one another as I have loved you. By calling it a new commandment, Jesus challenges us to love not only in words, but through selfless actions to forge relationships rooted in love. This is our Chiapas ministry, building relationships rooted in selfless love. Before Mike and I share our journey of connection and love with one particular family, allow me to showcase a few examples of this love. Our scholarship program, Las Becas, helps empower students who may have limited access to education. Last year, your donations to the Chiapas Mission helped 45 families with their school expenses, keeping kids from kindergarten to university on a path toward more opportunities and a better quality of life. It's a simple truth here as it is there. Families want more for the next generation, and education is el mejor, the best remedy. Here are a few examples of the impact of your support. Nancy's daughter, Paula, has needed glasses since she was 18 months old. She can now see clearly and read what is in front of her at school. Victor had no option but to start his university classes without books. After receiving his scholarship, he was excited to be able to finally buy them. Rebecca, three-time cancer survivor and mother of two, says, and I quote, "Thank you for not leaving us alone." Her son is now in university because of our help. And applause is for you guys. While these are lovely anecdotes, what makes them real is our personal decisions to give of what we have to someone who does not. Our love in action. Then there's our Drink Now, Pay Later coffee program. A selection of our coffees comes from the Maya Vanique Cooperative. Maya Vanique was born out of the 1997 Acteal massacre in the mountains of Chiapas. Rather than give in to despair when 45 members of their community were brutally murdered, they came together, sharing resources, making decisions as one, and choosing love through action. When we met with Maya Vanique in January, Isaac, their sales manager, shared a worn photo of his cousin who had been lost in the violence when he was small. Isaac earns just $50 a month at the co-op as a sales manager. Yet his community presses on with dignity and hope. Choosing Maya Vanique Coffee, we stand in solidarity with them. We support justice, we honor labor, and we put love into action intentionally. Then there are the Corazón de Chiapas, or Heart of Chiapas, pilgrimages. More than simple visits, they are pilgrimages of presence. We step outside our comfort zones and travel a long way to live with families in Chiapas, sharing the simple rhythms of daily life, eating together, laughing through language barriers, embracing the humility of it, and experiencing both the beauty and bumps of real-life connection and appreciation of cultural differences. As we tell every pilgrim, it's not about doing, it's about being. Showing up in person to remind families that communion matters to us. We have never been welcomed with anything less than the kind of love that is very humbling, unconditional, gracious, and deeply human. They open their homes and their lives and share their stories with us. In these cherished moments, we are the mission, learning to love more deeply, to receive grace, and to walk alongside others with humility and hope. Again, love in action. Our journey to Chiapas started 3 decades ago, and it forged a bond with the Nunez family that has changed Mike and me forever. Over many years, we've shared joys and sorrows, illness, loss, addiction, births, deaths, healing, all the things that a family shares.
Reading the Corpus Christi Bulletin one afternoon, I saw that a group was organizing to visit Chiapas, one of the poorest states in Mexico. I immediately knew I was going. We arrived in the evening, jumped in the back of a pickup truck, and we were driven to the Nunez house. There stood David, Rosie, and their six kids lined up tallest to smallest. I was nervous. I think they were nervous. I was way nervous. I knew I was going to have to really step up out of myself to make this experience all it could be. David built their house, 8 people in 3 bedrooms. The kitchen had a dirt floor. One of the walls was an old billboard. The boys surrendered their bedroom to me and slept on the living room floor. At bedtime, I remember feeling relieved, but anxious about introducing myself more to the family in the morning. I had at my disposal 2 years of high school Spanish and my expert miming skills. That night, washing up by pouring cold water over my head in a backyard structure, I noticed the moon. I told myself this was the same moon as Rochester's moon, and for whatever reason, that really helped ground me. I had brought a guitar with me. One night, we pulled chairs into the rutted dirt street in front of their home and sang Beatles songs, Canciones de los Beatles. David would sing the English words, but pronounce the vowels in Spanish, hence Beatles. After the 7 days, I was reluctant to leave, believing I would not be back. I had become part of their family, and leaving was somber. No smiling, we were all quiet, tearful. But with Lori staying with them the next year, I realized we would remain a family. I returned 4 more times, sometimes with our family, sometimes not, and our relationship deepened. You know, our stories matter. They define us. Over time, with the aid of Lori's translating, my glacially improving Spanish, and Google, I was able to be present to Rosie and David as they told their stories. They both came from extreme poverty and married very young. David shared that when he was first courting Rosie, her elders threatened him and chased him away. I think this happened for a while. He persisted, and he was 17, she was 15 when they wed, and this year they're celebrating 50 years. They are very different, as many couples are. David moves slowly and surely and is a bit set in his ways. He loves his garden, he has a huge heart, and is a powerfully devoted father and grandfather. He always calls me hermano, brother. When I don't understand everything he's explaining, I shake my head and frown. He simply says it more slowly. I'll say, no sé las palabras. I don't know the words. And he then repeats it even more slowly, expecting me to understand. And while frustrating in the moment, it makes me smile now. Rosie is relentless. She's adventuresome. She has a hearty laugh and talks really fast.
Oops. That's my cue.
Mil disculpas porque aquí están mis nietos, hijos de...
She lets me hug and kiss her throughout the day, even though this isn't part of their family culture. And when we talk by phone, I apologize for not catching much, and she assures me hearing my voice is enough. She takes great care when preparing meals for us, and we are always well fed. She never stops moving, and by 8 o'clock, she's asleep in her chair. It is so cool to see the kids grow over these last 30 years. As small children, Flor and Christiane would take my hands and guide me through the neighborhood, teaching me words along the way. They continue to remain close to my heart. We were invited to and attended Flor's wedding, and it hit me deeply when we were called up as family during the introductions. At this point, the kids have all moved out, but most returned for lunch. They eat, drink, talk, and head back to work. David was a builder for most of his life, and his body is paying the price. He needs back surgery and both knees replaced. He says he's afraid of surgery, so he suffers. So now he rents out wooden folding chairs when people have gatherings. Not many have extra chairs. In fact, most folks don't have extra anything. They use everything they have. In our 1997 Buy a Brick campaign at Corpus Christi, David supervised our group while building a house for Jose and Sara. He had two trowels, a dull saw, buckets for carrying cement, and tools made on the spot. That was it. It was a miracle as far as I was concerned. And I'd be happy to explain it more for anybody that has engineering wants after. He had us walk to some homes, borrowing lumber for structural forms and roofs and the roof. We would lay these irregular boards side by side and fill the cracks with whatever we could find, cigarette butts, gum wrappers, and sticks. It was a powerful lesson in making the most of what you have. For years, Rosie sold a maíz-based drink called Pasol in the Mercado downtown. The process started with stoking a big fire at night, lugging 5-gallon buckets of cooked maíz to the grinder in the morning, and then lugging them to the market stall. Unventilated, humid, crowded, and situated across from a butcher, I found it hard to breathe. Rent became too expensive, so Rosie now makes quesadillas at home, loads them in a wagon, and pulls it up a hill nearby to a nearby football field every Saturday and Sunday. Though very private, they let us in even when things get tough. Rosie sat with us and wept about feeling lonely and abandoned by some of her friends. This was a very personal moment. David and I agreed this was something worth sharing with you. Years ago, I told him about my sobriety and recovery, and right or wrong, I pushed him about his own drinking. He decided to get sober, and he has been for many years, of which he proudly reminds me. So many gifts. So many gifts. Living with the family has amplified my discomfort about having more than I need when so many don't have enough, and that remains a tough one for me. Today's gospel reiterates the incredibly challenging statement, "Love others as I have loved you." Loving and feeling loved has been a lifelong challenge for me. Without a common language, they loved me and continue to love me as I love them. They were a catalyst for opening my heart, and our adventure continues.
When I landed in front of the Nunez home the year after Mike, Rosie insisted that I stay with them because I was already their family. They did things like hand washing my clothes on a cement washboard in the backyard, warming water on the stove to heat for my bathing, and they eventually named me Tia Lori, because naming is a thing families do. Other random memories from that first visit that I will cherish today: walking hand in hand with Flor and Christian, who seemed to go wherever I went, feeling profoundly touched to share in Lupita's quinceañera, her first step into womanhood, hearing David's story of his father denying him a scholarship and his resolve that his children would have that chance. Four have since graduated college, and many of his grandchildren are part of our Las Becas program today. I'll never forget the staircase that seemed to lead nowhere, just a rooftop. But when David shared his dream of building a future there for his kids and grandkids, everything shifted for me. It wasn't an unfinished rooftop, it was hope taking shape. It opened my eyes to how we focus on the immediate, more, bigger, better, now. Returning home to Rochester, I could not ignore the contrast, the endless choices at Wegmans, the convenience of a washing machine, so much privilege. When we returned 9 years later with our family to attend their oldest son Miguel's wedding, I climbed those stairs and saw the second floor fully finished. My heart cracked open seeing David's dream realized. That space reflects his persistence, faith, and deep love of family. During this visit, my bond with their youngest daughter grew deeply. Flor and her 2-year-old son, Uriel, traveled with us to the artisan community of San Cristobal, where Flor, who had never stayed in a hotel, graciously became our translator. At night, we shared heartfelt talks about life, marriage, divorce, parenting, the things families talk about. Little Uriel was always running and climbing like a monkey and earned the nickname Mono. 2 months later, our hearts broke when Uriel was diagnosed with leukemia at 2. Though care in Mexico is mostly free, the 12-hour bus rides to Mexico City and hotel stays were a heavy burden. As part of the family, we did what we could, raising funds in every way we could think of. Over the past 12 years, Uriel has faced many health challenges and was even in the hospital this weekend. This January, however, we celebrated his 14th birthday together. What a fiesta. Yeah. I hope you're watching, Uriel. We visited a few more times over the years, each wrapped in memories. Seeing Grandmother Florentina's smiling face during our visit in her last months, and praying for David after he lost his mom. Making fresh salsa with 3 generations of Nunez Mendez women in the backyard. Walking hand in hand with Eduardito and Alex, as I had with his father 30 years prior. Hand in hand, that's how this journey began and how it continues. Your hand in ours, our hand in theirs, love in action, living the new commandment, continuing to show up because we're family. Today, Mike and I thank you for allowing us to walk through our story with you. We invite you to continue walking with the Chiapas mission as we support this community and nurture the many relationships like the one we share that have grown for over more than 30 years. Relationships rooted in love and still growing and blossoming in many ways. Here are a few simple but meaningful ways you can support this love. By supporting our pilgrimages to continue to remind this community that they matter. Buying and drinking the coffee that sustains our indigenous farmers, drink now, pay later. Donating to the Chiapas mission to fund Las Becas scholarships, as well as future visits that allow us to show up and just be with them in life and in love. On behalf of Mike, myself, and a very dedicated team of perpetual pilgrims, thank you for your generosity in today's collection and for being Spiritus Christi. Gracias.